This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The Allagash Brewing Company in Maine makes a lot of bottle-conditioned beers. Those are brews that get their carbonation by fermenting a second time in the bottle as yeast belch out CO2.
And because they do a lot of bottle conditioning, they're very meticulous about monitoring package pressures. It's a way for them to follow the progression of this re-fermentation in the bottle.
Thomas Shellhammer is a brewing scientist at Oregon State University who freely acknowledges,
"It's a fun job, science and beer."
Anyway, not long ago, Allagash noticed some very high pressures in some of their bottles. Not quite exploding, but alarming enough for them to give Shellhammer a call. What he and his colleague Kaylin Kirkpatrick found was that hops, the bittering agent in beers, might be to blame, because the aromatic flowers contain enzymes that can chew up starch. Now, typically when hop flowers are added during the initial cooking of the fermentable brew, those key enzymes are denatured, and thus the flower's only role is as a flavoring agent. But as the demand for hoppy beers has grown, brewers are looking for more tricks to get those juicy, fruity, herbal aromas into their beers. So they've been doing what's called dry hopping, dumping loads of hops into the beer during or after fermentation, rather than during the initial boil.
So there's sort of an upward limit as to how much hops you would want to put in the kettle, because the beers just get unpalatably bitter. But if a brewer avoids that and focuses heavily on dry hopping, they can put very large amounts of hops into beer to create intense hoppy flavors.
Problem is, adding hops late doesn't deactivate their starch-attacking enzymes, and they're able to break down starches the yeast weren't able to tackle, unleashing even more sugar into the brew. And if yeast are still hanging out, as in Allagash's bottle-conditioned beers, that kickstarts additional fermentation, and that boosts alcohol by volume and carbon dioxide concentration to potentially explosive levels.
Basically, the hops are taking something that is considered by brewers as being unfermentable and breaking them down to the point that they can actually re-ferment or become fermentable, or potentially contribute to sweetness in beer as beer ages.
The full detective story is in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. And in case you're wondering, Shellhammer's palate does align with his academic interests.
I'm kind of intrigued by the hazy, juicy IPA thing that's going on right now. I'm also a fan of sort of traditional, you know, old school IPAs.
He's the rare professor whose students use IPAs to raise their GPAs.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.